And, you know, I think in the locker room, our hearts are broken right now because of this, but I felt like our spirit is not. You know, I think the challenge in the second half was to come out and compete like we're capable of competing. And I think we posed that challenge to our guys. We felt like we were doing some things, but just, you know, the effort was good, all that was good, but we just, that competitive spirit that it used to be around, just felt like it wasn't quite the level we needed. In the second half, I did feel it. And I think a guy like Jordan Todman, you know, really stepped up, and we had some guys step up. We had some unique opportunities, and guys did well. We knew that guys were going to get their opportunities for the first time, you know, and Kerry Taylor playing, and Todman, and a guy like Jock, and we were pleased with them. I mean, we'll take a look at film, but overall, to get thrust in that situation, like a guy like Jock, pretty good, pretty good. So we'll continue to evaluate. And I think, you know, we'll learn from this, our team will, without a doubt. We'll capture everything on tape, you know, show it to our players, and, you know, we got to get better through this.
Hey, Gus, did you guys return to some old habits today?
Yeah, I think that, you know, we did have some missed tackles. I think that, you know, the edge, we talked about setting the edge, and we missed some ops there. I thought our tackling, we initially in the first half, we tackled high, and you know, we reiterated it with our players about have a tackling plan. You know who you're going against. If it's a fullback that's getting on a dive, then, you know, have a tackling plan. And there's multiple occasions those things took place. And we just missed opportunities.
Josh, what do you say to a player like Robinson who scores if he doesn't hot dog?
Well, you know what? That was, you know, really our efforts, all OTAs and training camps. And those were one of the things that we challenged them with. Was, you know, the ball high and tight. It's all about the ball. And when you get that close to the end zone, that's a natural reaction to try to reach out and score. We don't do that. You know, we keep it high and tight throughout. So, you know, I challenged him on it when he came off the field and said, hey, don't miss this opportunity now. Look what you just did as far as trying to extend the ball. That's why all of what we talk about and show clips of in our meetings, it's all about the ball. And you have to have that conscious. So he'll learn from it.
Coach, you had first and goal at the one, obviously, you know, four opportunities to knock it in. Did it come through your mind to try to bang it into first instead of trying to go to the outside on the first down?
Right, yeah. You know what, we ran the toss play where we got a loss, you know, on that. And I think, you know, we're just trying to feel what, you know, we didn't have a mojo type back in there at the 1 yard line. But, you know, I know we had that mindset going in the game, what would be our strengths? And it was attack the perimeter on that first play. But, you know, I think we'll, you know, we'll look at it and evaluate it.
So, Gus, my third goal, was Chad in between trying to throw it on time and throw it away on the interception?
Yes.
Was he trying to?
Oh yeah. You know, I don't know. I didn't ask him on that.
So, Gus, without Maurice available in the game, it affected how you thought on first and goal where you could have tied the game?
Well, I think that you try to utilize your player's strengths. And although Tomlin was running pretty good in the second half, you know, that's something that we'll talk about and see, you know, if there's a chance we could have gotten in there on the one. You know, again, we're just trying to utilize our players' strengths and, you know, to run a toss play or attack the perimeter. We've had some success with that in the past.
Right, you ran the toss, and then you called timeout.
Yes.
And ran, you know, kind of a straight jump ball to Taylor.
Yes. Or to Mike Brown.
To Mike Brown, yeah. Sorry. I mean, are these the things that were talked about in the timeout?
Yeah, when they communicated on the sideline. Yeah, I mean, what types of styles of plays? We had Mercedes out there, too, looking at the matchup, too. So, you know, I think that when we say missed opportunities, it wasn't just D-Rob. I mean, we had some missed opportunities on defense. Simple plays like an X-dig on a critical time where a linebacker gets sucked up. That's a big play. That's not characteristic of us. We had that missed assignment. A fullback to the flat on the goal line with the edge setter. That's his play. We had missed opportunities like that that took place throughout the game. And, you know, that's what we have to clean up. We went back to seeing more of those things occur than maybe what has taken place before.
Hey, we said guys up and down day. Is that something that's going to happen with safeties with the sack and the penalty?
Well, yeah, you got to go through that growth now. You know, and he's played a lot of free safety with Ciprin playing strong safety. And we thrusted him back as a strong safety in this, you know, in a quick period of time. And, you know, he has the ability to make some big plays now. But in four short days or 4 days of practice like that, we knew that there was going to be, there could be some opportunities that we missed.
You said mojo, you didn't have a mojo type player in there yet. What type of player is Todd, how do you describe him?
Well, I think that, you know, with his speed, Vito, you know, he's got really good speed and he can get to the edge. You know, outside zone type plays have been good for him. The inside plays, you know, he can do that. But in a goal line situation when they bring heavier personnel in, then it may be a little bit more of a challenge, but I guess until we try, we don't know.
On the 55-yard field goal, was there a wind in his favor down
the field? The wind was going, we felt like we, you know, we extended it. Usually he's 35 because of the wind, we extended it.
Gus, is this a teaching opportunity for this team in that you won 3 games in a row and then fell back in, as Ryan said, into some old habits?
Well, you know what? I don't know. I think there's a couple things that you look at right there. Was it because we revel in our accomplishments? Was it because of that? I didn't feel that. I don't think that was a part of it. I do think we missed opportunities. And I'm not going to say that, oh, it was these young players that got in for the first time. Because really there was missed opportunities by plenty, and coaches included. Maybe it should have been Todman at the 1 yard line. We just missed some opportunities, and I think that's what's frustrating. That's a little bit frustrating in the locker room that, shoot, this was a game we could have captured by just truly getting better and being our best, and we weren't at our best. So we're not going to miss that, that, hey, we weren't at our best, and the results didn't follow.
They rushed for 198 or thereabouts.
Yeah. Well, it is. I think they had 2 explosive plays. They had more explosive plays in the first half against the defense than the second half. And I think that we, you know, we made more plays. We made more tackles. I thought our tackling was better in the second half. But some of that is just the conscious getting a feel for it. And, you know, guys were in there. And we'll see what types of missed tackles we had and who had them. And you know, we'll get it correct.
Go back to the north, the lateral, the low throat.
I could have. I know that the officials came to me and questioned whether it was a backward pass, you know, but we felt like it wasn't signed, but it was a low pass. It was a low pass to him, and then we just got edge pressure right away.
Todman, overall, you must have liked the fact that, you know, despite the 1 yard, overall, you must have liked
showing. Yeah, I did. I was really pleased with the second half. Really pleased. He competed in the first half, but I think he really stepped it up even more. Like, almost like he was, as he played more and more, he got more of a comfort level. Critical third down play, you know, receiving, running the ball. So that was great. That's, I mean, we're not going to miss that, you know, opportunity for him.
Did he show you some plays you weren't sure that he could do?
Yeah, I think the challenge was, could he be a guy? He's had 6-8 carries. You know, now he was going to get a lot more. So that's what we concentrated on staff and said, this game presents opportunities for a lot of these young guys, for us to evaluate where they are and how they're going to fit in. And I think, you know, that the guys, you know, took advantage of that.
Gus, could you talk about Chad's day and whether he just needed more help out there?
Well, you know what, I think whenever you have, you become dependent a little bit, you feel Cecil, you know where he's going to be, and then you have a couple of new receivers and playing different roles and positions. But he won't use that as an excuse. I think he felt good. He had a good week of practice. And if we capture a couple of those plays, you know, we may not be talking about that. So, you know, I'm sure he would like to take a couple of those throws back, but that's who we are.
Couple more by Brown, the fumble that it looked very questionable.
Right.
What did they explain to you as far as?
Well, they really based it off what they saw. I think they had one angle, the angle, and it wasn't conclusive enough to change it.
Gus, Brewster's injury?
Yeah, fractured left ankle.
Yeah,
that, and that's what I mean with these guys. I mean, here's Brewster out there. He gets hurt. Jock steps in. Pretty good. Maybe had a couple penalties, but, I mean, chance to evaluate him, see what he did, and to get thrusted in that environment, pretty good. Gino, I mean, the toughness that he showed, battling through that injury, gets a pick, makes a nice play. Winston made some nice plays, and so did CP, but we just need more of them, and that's overall from our team.
You actually came in yesterday.
Yeah.
Is he back in the protocol?
No, you know what? That's what I got to find out from Mike. I know that he wasn't, you know, he still came back with some headaches that didn't show up prior. And so that was enough of us to hold him out.
Any other injuries?
No, that's the only ones I have right now, Vito.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay, thank you.
We got Jordan Todman coming right in.